In this week's parsha, Parshas Toldos, we read many things. Amongst them, the parsha of the Be'eros. The Be'eros that were dug by Avraham Avinu. The Plishtim filled them in. And then Yitzchak redigs the Be'eros and calls them the names that Avram called them. How many Be'eros were there? So it seems, if you look at the Pesukim, it seems there were three. There was Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk Chaf, Esek, Chaf Aleph Sitna, and Chaf Beis Rechovos. In fact, the Ramban says that these Be'eros were connected to the three Batei Mikdash. The Esek and the Sitna, first base of Mikdash, second base of Mikdash, and there was problems, there was Esek, there was Sitna, there was unrest. And the third base of Mikdash, Rechovos, that's going to be tranquility, Kiyarchiv, etc. And of course, there's a Rabbeinu Bechaya that Shechter is very fond of, that explains that the idea of the Be'eros, for that Yitzchak dug the same wells of his father and called him the same name, showing that he went in the Mesorah and the Derech of his father. But it's interesting that the Medrash Rabbah has a discussion of how many Be'eros there were. One opinion says, Kama Be'eros Chafar Avinu Yitzchak Be'eshava. Rabbi Yehuda says there were four. There were four Be'eros. Esek, Sitna, Rechovos, and Shiva. Was later on, after those three, in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, it says he went to Be'eshava, and in Pasuk Chav Hei, he dug the Be'er, that was Shiva, and there were four Be'eros. And those four Be'eros are connected to the four Degolim in the Midbar. But we know that the 12 Shvatim were divided into four groups. Each group had three Shvatim. And the four Degolim were connected to the four Be'eros. And the other opinion in the Medrash says that there were really five Be'eros. Because before the Be'er of Esek, in Pasuk Yutes, it says, Vayechbor Avdei Yitzchak Banachman Yitzchak Banachman Be'er Mayim Chayim. And in Chof, it doesn't say Vayikra Shema. It's much more than going back on Yutes. Chof is a separate Be'er. And Yutes is a separate Be'er. So there are five Be'eros connected to Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And the other opinion says that they were seven. Vayikra Vayikra also Shiva connected. Yeah. So, opinion of four, opinion of five, four connected to the Golem, five connected to the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and in fact the Medrash explains that Sefer Bereishis is Esek, because Hashem is in Asek, Bebriya Sa'olam, and Shmos is Sitna, because there was a bitterness in Tzrayim. And Vayikra is the connected Vayim Shamber Mayim Chayim, because it's Mole Halachas Rabos. And then Shiva, the seventh, which is the fifth Be'er, which is connected by Midbar, which is divided into three parts. The part of Bamidbar before Vayimtsoa is a Sefer Bifnei Atzma, and from the end of the Nunim Hafuchim to the rest of Bamidbar So Bamidbar is three Svarim, and plus the other four is seven Keneged Shiva. So those are the, in other words, I don't think there's that opinion of Sheva Beiros. It's either four or five. And we have to understand what's the connection between the Beiros and the Chamud, the Golem and the Chumashim, etc. So the Shem Yishmuel quotes from Chovos al Vavos, and we'll expound upon it. Pasuk in Mishlei, Chav, Pasuk Hey, Mayim Amukim Eitzah Belev Ish, Ish Tevuna Yidlem. There's a tremendous amount of wisdom in a person. There's a tremendous amount of potential in a person. But a lot of times, it's just buried in the person, and it doesn't come out. It has to be unearthed. It has to be revealed. And a lot of times, people don't know what's inside of them, what their own talents are. They don't understand who they are. And there's mayim amukim, but you need an ish tevuna, a wise person, to unearth the water, unearth and take it out. And that's what the Chasam Sofer discusses in Parshas Tzaveh. The pasuk says, "Matan krev leches aron achicha." Hashem is speaking to Moshe. He says, "Vatata daber al kol chach beleiv, Hashem milesiv ruach chochma." So the Chacham Sofer says, what is Moshe supposed to say to the kol chach beleiv? So he says, what he's supposed to tell them is to tell them about their chochma. Because sometimes a person's talent is buried inside, he doesn't even know he has it. So sometimes you need somebody. You need a Moshe Rabbeinu to daber al kol chach meleiv, to tell them that Asher milesiv ruach chochma. And the idea being, Rabosai, that a lot of times a person doesn't understand who he is, what his talents are, what his capabilities are, where he should be going in life, what profession he should be pursuing, what shidduch he should be pursuing. And sometimes we're not in contact with ourselves. It's just water that's just covered up by heaps of earth. And sometimes we need to unearth it. Sometimes we need that ish tevuna to unearth it for us. That ish tevuna could be a Rebbe. That ish tevuna could be a psychologist. It could be a good friend. It could be a parent. But sometimes we don't realize it on our own. And we need the ish tevuna to unearth it. So the Ma'or Vashemesh explains that Chazal tell us in the Medrash Rabbah at Bamidbar that Klal Yisrael wanted the Degolim. It was the Degolim, and Rav Shechta has discussed this, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has done this. The Degolim represent that the Shvatim were different. Each one or each group had their own talents and their own unique capabilities. And you need someone to point that out to you sometimes. And that's why the Be'eros are connected to the Golem. Because the Be'eros are trying to, on the idea of digging the Be'er, unearthing, and seeing what's underneath there. And being recognizing what your talents are. Like Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell the Chachmei Lev, says the Chasam Sofer, Asher Milesi Ruach Chochma. Because sometimes a person doesn't realize what he could be or who he is. And that is Peshat in the Medrash. It's connected to the Golem. And it's connected to the Torah. Because a lot of times a person doesn't know which way he should go in life. And the Torah is Lashon Hara. It's telling you which path to take. But there's a beautiful Peshat in the Sefer Magen David. And it's discussed in the Nachlai Dvash. Magen David van the Tolner Rebbe. And the pasuk in Tehillim we say every day, almost every day, "Niranana b'Yishua Secha, Umshem Elokeinu Nigol Himalei Hashem Kol Mishalosecha. Mishem Elokeinu Nigol is referring to the Degolim. That Klal Yisrael, the Medrash says, wanted the Degolim. They wanted to understand who they were, what the uniquenesses are in each tribe. And that's tremendous simcha. But I want to be most, if it could be, I saw this someplace. What's the rest of the pasuk? Yivmalei Hashem kol mishalosecha. Why is that after nidgol? The answer is because many times in life, people daven for things. And the things they daven for are not good for them, because they don't know what's good for them. They don't know that they shouldn't be pursuing this profession, they should be pursuing another profession, they shouldn't be pursuing this shidduch, they should be pursuing another shidduch. It's only after you have the hakaras atzmi of the degolim, then you could daven to Hashem, because even if you know where you're supposed to be, you still need the siyata shmaya to get there. So then, after nidgol, then then you can daven, and then Hashem will answer. Because Hashem doesn't want to answer if you're davening improperly. But once you have the degel mentality, do you understand where you fit in the map, you have the chafiras habe'er mentality, then you can daven properly, and Hashem will answer your tefillos. And that's the idea of an individual, especially in your lives, when you're making these big decisions now of what profession, should I stay in the smicha, should I go to a profession, and which profession, and which shidduch. You need first to understand who you are. I once heard under a chuppah from Rabbi Golden, he said, why is it we say, Hashem Barah, Sosun V'Simcha, Chosun V'Kala, Gila Rina Nitzah V'Chedva. What's the word chasam v'kala doing in there? Shabara sasam v'simcha. Then it should say gila rina ditza v'chedva. But Rabbi Golden from Englewood said, because if to have all the simcha, gila rina ditza v'chedva, the chasam has to understand who he is, the kala has to understand who she is, and then you can get together. And then you can build this bias. Before you get married, you have to have hakaras atzmi. And again, sometimes you need help. You need to spend time sometimes to think about what you think is good for you. Sometimes you need, as I said, you need that ish tevuna, which could be sometimes, as I said, a rebbe, a psychologist, a friend, to help you unearth what's covering up the bare mayim. And that's the ultimate simcha, niranana bishur secha. Because the ultimate simcha is to do to be makir mekomo and do what's you made for you. So Rav Shechter always likes to quote the Gemara in Chagiga that Kosh Baruch Hu cries for the people who are learning who shouldn't be learning and the people who are not learning who should be learning. And Rav Shechter explains that the general concept of Kosh Baruch Hu cries for misplaced individuals. So when a person always has to spend time to try to be makir tzatzmo, and then the more you makir atzasmo, the more simcha you'll have, because then you'll make the right decisions. But even that, making the right decisions, you still need the siyata d'shmaya. That's why after the golem is nirana b'shor secha, m'sheim l'hinu n'gol, is then yizimalei Hashem kol m'shor secha. Because the golem, as the Mor v'shemesh explains, that we'll learn from the malachim. And the Malachim had the Golem because each one had its own Shlichus, its own Tchum. And that's why Klal Yisrael, with Nis'avu and Golem, they wanted that same type of Hanhaga, of knowing what's my Tchum, what's my Shetach, what am I cut out for. And once you know that, then you'll daven properly, because you still need the Siyata D'Shmaya, even if you know what you're supposed to do. And then, Be'ez Hashem, if you know, if you're davening for the right thing, then there's Hashem, you'll have to mekuyam yimalei Hashem kol mishalosecha.